When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
And go. Line.
Whose line is it anyways? I don't know.
I wish I knew Jeff's line. I would just start saying it, but I don't.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
Like your podcast. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you, Jeremiah. I'm so glad. I just need someone to reach out and talk to.
Oh, okay. What's your name?
It's Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
I think I got gloves on the mind today.
Oh, it's the time of year to have gloves on your brain.
It's true.
Let's see what we can do to help you out with that. We've got a glove specialist, Chrissy, on the line. Chrissy, can you hear us?
I can hear you, in fact.
That's great. Thanks for joining us, Chrissy. Now, we've got Jeff here on the line. Jeff, you said you got gloves on the brain. What seems to be the problem?
Well, at this point, my issue is that I only have fingerless gloves, and it's wintertime.
Fingerless gloves are the perfect thing to wear in the winter, unless you're worried about frostbite.
Well, you know.
Are you worried about frostbite, Jeff?
Only for the exposed parts of my fingers.
So the parts that are out of the fingerless gloves.
Correct.
Have you tried having shorter fingers?
Well, the ones I came with don't really have a modular size.
Oh.
Do you have pockets? Because you can just stick your fingertips in your pockets.
Well, if I just use my pockets, what's the point of the gloves?
I'm a girl, so my pockets only fit my fingertips.
That's fair.
But I guess it's a fair point that other people's jeans maybe fit their whole hand.
Yeah, but the fashion industry is garbage. Except for when I'm wearing gloves.
Well, see, that's why you wear fingerless gloves. There you go. You can fit at least part of your hand in your pocket.
What if you had thinner gloves that covered the whole finger that you could then put in your pockets so that your fingers are not exposed and they're in your pockets?
Why wouldn't I just get thicker gloves then?
Here's the problem with thicker gloves and or gloves with fingers at all. I mean, if you are wearing them, you cannot access your smartphone or use it or answer it in any way. So, fingerless gloves.
Isn't that a blessing in some ways?
No.
I mean, aren't we all just kind of cut off from reality with our smart devices these days?
Mm-mm.
What if I'm more engaged in reality? What if having the world at my fingertips when I'm wearing fingerless gloves is what it's all about?
What if reality's scary and the book that we're reading on our phone is something we need to get to?
You could just take a glove off, I suppose.
But see, then your whole hand is exposed. Then you're not just getting finger frostbite, you're getting whole hand frostbite, and that is worse.
Palmite is no good. Alright, well, I think we've covered all the fingerless glove potentials. What about if you're wearing mittens? Then you don't have any fingers.
See, I like the mittens that turn into fingerless gloves.
Oh, so two for
the best of both worlds.
Yeah, where you just like can peel back the mitten and there's fingerless gloves underneath. But like normal mittens, basically you just have to cut the top off of those to turn them into fingerless gloves.
Is it that you have no fingers when you're wearing mittens or that you have one mega finger?
I mean, it's just a really good poking apparatus at that point.
I don't like the idea of one mega finger. I'm gonna throw that out there.
So really, it's just a claw at that point in time.
Yeah, just seems not great.
But you got a thumb, don't you? You got a thumb and the mega fingers.
Doesn't that make it more of a claw?
Yeah, because then you can, like, you know, you can hook things with the thumb and get the whole claw at the whole same time.
Then you just have pincers.
So really, it makes you a crustacean at that point in time.
Mittens turn you into a lobster. And lobsters are bugs.
Delicious bugs.
This is the best conversation you two have ever had. Okay, so you're both getting mittens for your birthday.
Fingerless mittens, I hope.
I can convert them.
And then what happens when you have gloves that have either too many or too few fingers?
Have you guys seen those three-finger gloves?
No, those sound very uncomfortable for my four-fingered hands.
They were really big for a while amongst snowboarders, specifically. When I was
So you could break
younger.
Two fingers at a go?
Well, they were weird. Like, they looked like mittens, except for the mitten part was split. And that just, like, the idea of having...
Why wouldn't you just have all the fingers?
Like, something in between just those fingers, but nothing between the other... Like, that just... It sounds like something that would drive me up a wall.
So, does it split the fingers, like, Spock style?
Yes.
Okay. So, that is kind of neat, because it makes, like, you have a dinosaur claw instead of a lobster claw. I can get behind that.
Well, that's true. Dinosaurs are pretty awesome.
I think there's also the three-fingered gloves that are like shooter's gloves. So you have your thumb, your trigger finger, and then the rest of your fingers. I've seen those.
Yeah. I'm against those.
Okay, that's fair. They make it easier to pick your nose.
Well, if we called them nose-picking gloves...
Yeah, pick your finger.
Those I'm down for.
You're down for nose-picking gloves?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, that's not going to harm anybody in the long run.
No, but, I mean, your nostril's only so big, you're adding extra layers to the finger.
Oh, no, like, doesn't it... I don't know. I guess I was picturing your finger, like, popped out of the glove.
Oh, so it's like another fingerless glove option?
For just one finger.
For just one
finger. I haven't used them. I just look at bad catalogs when I'm bored.
I was worrying for the construction, business side where, you know, when you're comparing how many fingers you have to how competent you are, you need to make sure you have the right amount of fingers in the gloves.
It's true. Yeah,
and that seems like something you can modify with a staple gun.
Yes, a staple gun and a table saw and some duct tape, good to go.
That's true. Then you look even more professional on the construction side. Or if you have too many fingers, then you're just a well-known character in a certain novel.
Yes.
Yeah.
At least I've only ever heard of six-fingered men in exactly one story.
Yes. Also,
Star Trek?
Yes, clearly it's Star Trek, sir.
Clearly it's Star Trek.
I think it was movie 3 when Spock and the captain went to go do something to save the universe.
I can't help but notice that you have six fingers on your something hand. I can't remember if it was right or left.
Well, it was probably like at that point, I don't even know how many limbs the critter had, so it's really hard to go left or right when you have 10 appendages. The one that's at roughly 7 o'clock on your body.
Okay, if you have that many appendages, think of how many gloves you would have to buy.
It would be a very expensive gift at that point.
They'd come as a set.
They'd all be special.
So you'd only have to do one buying.
So if you got the kind that, like, hooked together or hooked, you know what I mean? Like, when you're little and you don't want to lose your mittens and they hook together.
Yeah, you got all the clips.
Like, you could, if you had some, like, if you had that many, you could, like, clip them all around into different places and, like, totally tie somebody up with their own gloves.
Be effective. Those clips are very hard to unattach.
It's true.
Alright, let's get into different styles of glove. Leather gloves. For that extremely tight fit.
Okay. So here's always my concern with leather. What if you get wet and then dry out? Aren't you just stuck in it forever?
I'm fairly certain they're like pre-treated, so they don't actually fluctuate in size. I could be wrong.
Because I've seen a lot of movies.
That'd also be a good way to trap someone.
Ugh. I don't want my clothes to be a trap.
What if they were a trap for, like, a good reason?
Okay.
Like, you're a hunter. So if you're trapping things with your leather glove parts, like... You could maybe set up like a snare if you need to get rabbits, and then you just need to trick a rabbit into crawling into your leather glove while it's wet, and then dry it out.
And then hope it falls asleep?
And then you've trapped a rabbit.
It's a long con.
it's like you trick it into thinking it's a hibernation den.
Yeah, like that's a burrow rabbit. You should go into it.
I'm not saying it's going to positively work, but it could
work. I mean, it's wet and cold, but it could warm up. Definitely not a mouth.
Definitely not mouth.
Yep.
Is a watchword for safety.
It is.
It's true.
It's a key form that you need to look for.
Should I put my hand in there? Well, it's not a mouth.
It's not a mouth.
Here we go.
Unless it's that statue where you put your hand in to see if you're, like, honest. And if you're honest, you get your hand back. And if you're not, it, like, bites it off.
Or if you're the diamond in the rough.
Diamond in the raw.
Or he just eats all of you.
Sure, I mean, but at least then it's all over at once.
It's true.
Or you win, kind of.
Or you win.
All right, we already kind of touched on this topic earlier with all the different types of fingers of gloves, but I wanted to specifically talk about snow gloves because it is the winter, and it's important to have the right type of glove on when you're dealing with frozen water.
Now, are snow gloves just impermeable on the outside so that water can't get in? Is that their jam?
Correct. They're generally water resistant on the outside.
Whoa, that's like gnarly, dude, because like when I'm from California, we didn't even hear about snow, and you don't need gloves when you're surfing.
It's true. So, but now that you're not in California.
I still don't wear snow gloves because I'm spoiled. I live in Portland. We had like 2 snow events and it's like an inch of snow each time.
Yeah, as somebody who came from somewhere with a lot of snow, the thing I can say about snow gloves are supposed to be waterproof. Is that a lot of times that is a lie and they just get soaking wet anyways. And then they're heavy because they're padded to try to make them warm. And then you just have sopping wet bricks on your hands. Your mom will still make you wear. Because it's cold outside, you need to keep your gloves on. But the truth is, you're just soaking in ice water anyways. Also, when you're talking about snow gloves, you have to really make sure that you differentiate between snow gloves as in gloves that are to protect you from the snow, and snow gloves as in I made these gloves for you out of snow. Very different things.
That's adorable.
I'd be impressed by someone who could actually form gloves out of snow. That would be a talent.
Do you want to build some snow gloves? Doesn't have to be a snow glove. That doesn't work.
Nope.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
But now so everybody's singing that song.
So much for my catchy topical reference to that movie that came out like 4 years ago.
If you really want to build a snow glove.
Build it not so long. Snow glove.
If you just have like a slightly wet hand and stick it in the snow and pull it up out of the snow will stick to your hand.
And you'll have insta-hypothermia.
Insta-snow-gloves/hypothermia. It's fine.
You didn't need to those hands anyways.
Mm-mm.
They're just,
mostly not.
They're just there for looks at that point.
Mm-hmm. Frostbite? More like frostrite.
Alright, well, I think you've put my worries to rest on my concerns of gloves and their many forms.
Oh, that's great. Thanks so much for calling, Jeff. We hope you have all the best luck with your glove woes in the future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
What Could Go Wrong podcast is sponsored by food that you put in your face. Food that you put in your face has been producing food that you can put in your face for over 50 years. Food that you can put in your face.com.